I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Coffee Break Conversations, Season 1, Episode 5. Hi, I'm Mark Pendleton, the founder of Coffee Break Languages, and you're listening to Coffee Break Conversations. This is a podcast in which we talk to language learners, language professionals, and language experts about life, the learning process, and of course, languages. Today, we're going to hear the story of Yevgeny, a coffee break learner from the Republic of Tatarstan in Russia. Since childhood, Yevgeny's love of American culture led to him successfully teaching himself English. Deciding that this wasn't enough, he started to teach himself more languages through the many language learning channels on YouTube. However, Yevgeny then discovered podcasts and quickly became hooked. He tried both Coffee Break Italian and Coffee Break German, but found that it was difficult to maintain motivation because ultimately it was pretty impossible to find German and Italian speaking partners in his region. Yevgeny's interest moved then to Spanish, and by 2019, he had already devoured many episodes of Coffee Break Spanish. He found himself attending an international meetup in Kazan, the capital city of his region, where he happily found a friendly Spanish-speaking community, giving him the perfect opportunity to practice his language and maintain that motivation. Let's hear more about Yevgeny's Spanish language learning journey, and we may even get the chance to dabble in some Russian and Tatar. Yevgeny, здравствуйте.
Здравствуйте. Hello, Mark.
Как дела?
Все хорошо. А у вас?
Хорошо, спасибо. That's about as far as I'm going to be able to go in Russian, unfortunately, for now. It's lovely to have you here on the show. Can you tell everyone a little about yourself, perhaps what language or languages you're learning, and also where you're from?
All right. So my name is Yevgeny. I'm 22 years old from Almaty, Russia. So I've been interested in languages since I was in high school, since I went to high school. And right now I'm currently taking care of my granddad. I didn't go to the university, so languages is something I don't need to learn. I just do it because I like it. It's my hobbies. I like to go to Kazan, which is the capital of Tatarstan. Again, is where I live, Tatarstan Republic. And currently, I'm learning Spanish, mainly using Coffee Break Spanish.
Okay, fantastic. So how long have you been using Coffee Break Spanish for?
Since April 2019. I enjoy it because it's well-structured. I can be in the student seat. I can follow and repeat the words, the phrases, and I just love how it's structured. I try to listen to Coffee Break Spanish every day, usually in the mornings at 6 or 7, and then later in the day, if I'm not tired, taking care of my granddad, I can listen one or two more episodes.
And what other resources do you use to practice your Spanish?
I use Duolingo application and also Duolingo podcast, Duolingo Spanish. And I also watch some YouTubers as well.
Do you find when you're listening to things, it's easier to pick things up, or do you prefer watching videos?
I think both are very good. One of the reasons I prefer, I like podcasts is that I don't stare at the screen. I might, look at the window as well. And it's just a diversification for me.
Yeah, I understand. I like being able to listen to a podcast when I'm out and about. I'll go a walk, or if I'm in the car or in the train, that way I can do something else while I'm learning.
Yes, that's a good tip as well.
I'm just reading the notes here, and I see that you've been involved in some meetups in Kazan.
I attended only English-speaking meetups, and about four of them in Kazan. And on these meetups, I got to know people who speak Spanish, and I realized that they also have meetups, but in Spanish language, and that motivated me to start learning.
Excellent. So have you made friends who are her Spanish speakers?
So I found a language app called Tandem, and then you can find people who are interested in the language that you speak, and they can offer Spanish in return. So I speak Russian and English, so I can offer these languages, and we pretty much discuss a topic when we call, and pretty much have this language exchange.
Let's talk a little about your experience with languages in general. You mentioned there that you speak English. Obviously, your English is excellent. Can you tell me how long you've been learning English for and what your experience learning English has been like?
Okay, so I started to learn English, to take it seriously pretty much, since 16 years old. And by the time I turned 19, I had already been speaking fluently.
And normally in your part of Russia, when do children start learning languages?
You start to learn English at school when you pretty much in second grade. But again, it's not very motivating. So people ended up not, if they don't put much work aside from the school, they just don't speak it.
I understand. And for example, if you are watching television or online, you've got access to lots of English content, presumably.
Right now, I exclusively watch in English and I read also in English 90% of the time.
Okay, so you're getting lots of practice in English too. What about in Spanish? Do you get the chance to watch TV shows in Spanish and read in Spanish too?
Well, I follow very few actually Spanish-speaking, YouTubers. YouTube is my main source of watching, and so there I only follow few, but still I sometimes watch in YouTube. So podcasts are my, biggest choice.
Okay, we're going to take a short break there, and we'll be back in just a moment to find out more about Yevgeny's experience learning languages. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we provide a whole range of materials to help you take your next step with learning a language. We offer free podcasts in a range of languages, and also full online courses with video materials, lesson notes, and more to help you make faster progress. Just search for Coffee Break Languages or visit coffeebreakacademy.com. You're living in Tatarstan. Is there a Tatar language?
Yes, there is a Tatar language, and mostly old people speak it. Tatar language is similar to Turkish language. I just know a couple of words because I'm Russian. I wasn't really motivated to learn it. So I know, for example, hello is isanmeses, and goodbye is saubulagas.
Saubulagas.
Yes, correct.
Okay. And what was hello again?
Isanmeses.
Isanmeses.
Yes.
Okay. Perhaps you should teach me some Russian. My Russian is not very good. How would I say my Russian is not very good?
Мой русский не очень хороший.
So, мой русский не очень хорош.
Yes.
Okay, I'll need to remember that one because I'm afraid my Russian isn't very good at all. I need to learn more Russian. What advice do you have for other language learners?
So my biggest advice is to study every day, at least for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And also, I wouldn't put much emphasis on grammar at the beginning, just on vocabulary. If you make a grammar mistake, you still get understood. But if you don't know a word, it's a bit difficult. So one of the strategies is to pretty much look around me and pretty much translate it manually on a translating platform.
Okay, so if you're out and about, you can look around you and try to work out what the different words for the different things that you see are.
Exactly.
A great idea for our listeners. So if you're walking about and you're wondering how would you say branch of a tree in the language that you're learning, or puddle on the ground in the language that you're learning, then you can then check them out. You can look them up on an app, or indeed when you get home, you can look them up in your dictionary. So a great idea from Yevgeny there. Okay, Yevgeny, we're going to move to the quick fire round now. We've got a few questions for you, and we want to know what you think about these particular questions. So to begin with, what is your favorite language?
My favorite language is English, because that's the first language I learned.
Do you have a favorite word in English?
Yes, it's probably be refrigerator.
Why refrigerator?
Well, I like to eat, that's why.
Okay, fair enough. What about a favorite book or TV show or film or song in the language?
Oh, the books. I love books, and it's kind of hard to pick, but it's going to be Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, okay. And did you read Harry Potter in English?
Oh, unfortunately, I read Harry Potter in Russian, but I watched it in English.
Have you ever tried reading anything in Spanish?
I bought a book in Spanish called Entre de Naranjas, but it's too difficult, so I haven't read it.
Ah, okay. Well, you can work towards that. The final question that we have for you is, where would your ideal coffee break be and with whom?
So since I'm following football, I would like to have a coffee break with Barcelona player Gerard Piqué. And if we could have a coffee on Camp Nou, the stadium, that would be perfect.
So you would set up your table right in the middle of the stadium with all the fans around waiting for the football game, but you and Gerard Piqué would be talking away, yeah?
Well, actually, like, when it's quiet, so probably no fans, but yeah, in the middle of the field.
Okay, great. Well, Yevgeny, thank you very much for taking part in Coffee Break Conversations. We wish you continued success with your Spanish, and we hope that you continue to enjoy Coffee Break Spanish. So muchas gracias. Thank you very much, and spasiba.
Okay, Mark, muchas gracias.
I've really enjoyed this interview, not least because it has inspired me to find out more about a language about which I knew nothing until I spoke to Yevgeny. As he mentioned, the local language of the region of Tatarstan is Tatar, and it's a Turkic language, so it's related to Turkish, Azerbaijani, Uzbek, Kyrgyz, and many more languages of the area. It has official status along with Russian in the Republic of Tatarstan. And one fascinating aspect of Tatar is that over history, it has been written in different scripts, starting with the Orkhon alphabet until the 9th century AD, then with a version of the Arabic alphabet until 1928. Then between 1928 and 1939, Tatar was written with a version of the Latin alphabet, and then this was replaced by the Cyrillic alphabet. In 1999, an official Latin alphabet was introduced, but Cyrillic again became the sole official script in 2002. Since 2012, a new Latin alphabet was adopted, and this is now mainly used for romanization. A fascinating story about the ways in which Tatar has been written. Now, if you're wondering what Tatar sounds like, here is a clip that is part of the WikiTongues project. And this is Chinggis, who is speaking Tatar.
Tatarlarda bir söz var şimdi. Kaçan üzüzlerin küreler, naçarmaklarda mı kaçan mı bilmeyim indi. Uşlay kırdıyın itili bizge.
You can find out more about WikiTongues at wikitongues.org. I must take this opportunity to mention another fantastic resource for anyone interested in finding out about different languages, and my first port of call whenever I have a new language interest. I'm talking about the Omniglot site, the online encyclopedia of writing systems and languages, developed and maintained by Simon Ager.
Whether you're wanting to find out the difference between a syllabary and an abjad, research the Sino-Tibetan language family, or find out how to say idiomatically, I have no idea what's going on in Icelandic, which is apparently Yek Kvim Alvik Afjotlum, then you must check out omniglot.com. And we'll put a link in the show notes. Getting back to Yevgeny, it's great to hear how his language learning has really become an integrated part of his daily routine. At Coffee Break, we believe that's what language learning is all about, finding those regular moments of downtime in your day, which can be turned into do time. Yevgeny is proof that even if you don't have access to native speakers of the language you're learning in your area, there are still many ways in which you can learn, whether it be through watching foreign language films on Netflix, or listening to music in other languages, it's just a case of trying to bring that immersive language experience to your own front door. We hope you've enjoyed this episode, and we'll be back next week with another special guest. Hasta luego! You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.